you can count the number of actual independent media outlets on two hands at most, maybe one, you know, and you just named three of them, right? Me, you, Breaking Points. And then, and in the case of the Young Turks, I think that it got very big. Like the outlet got really big and he's trying to pay the bills. And so in order to pay the bills with, I don't even know how many workers they have, but X number of workers and a giant studio in LA, like that stuff costs money. And in order to pay the bills, he's going, I got to do something. And yeah. And this is what he decided to do. But yeah, I think if you go down that path, you do sort of sacrifice.
Speaking of trust, Kyle, you know, not to blow smoke up your ass, but obviously you were a big trailblazer in the independent left media scene, obviously big inspiration for the show. And one of the benchmarks that you set that was just kind of something that we assumed everybody was going to follow through with if you joined the new media space. And that was like, hey, you know, obviously YouTube puts ads over our shit, but we're not going to hawk bullshit to you. We're not going to read advertisers. We're going to be, you know, 100% anti-corporate and mean it. We're not going to take $100 million from Spotify. We're not going to take, you know, venture capital investment. We're not going to take dark money influence like Chorus. It was all just a given, right? Like support us on Patreon. We love small dollar donations. Send a super chat while we're live. But these were kind of the tenets of the new media space. If you were going to have this banner of being a progressive show, of being a truly independent media broadcast, that has really shifted. And I've seen a ton of people who just do not have that principle anymore. And I think that there are, you know, multiple ethical ways to structure your media organization, but I'm seeing a lot fewer people make the conscious choice that you've made, or people like Breaking Points have made, or even in our small way we've made over here on the show. And it's gotten really out of hand, right? So from one point, you see people reading ads for corporations and you're like, well, I don't know how much those corporations really reflect your values, but I don't think they're necessarily evil. Fine, I'll mind my own business about that. And then you see the Chorus dump that Taylor Lorenz exposed. And it was like, well, that I do have a problem with. Have to call that out. And a new phenomenon that I'm seeing over at the Young Turks that I think we have to talk about because of the amount of clout that they have, or at least at one point had in progressive media. And they're doing these weird infomercial type deals. So Chapter is a Medicare advisory company that was founded by Vivek Ramaswamy and, you know, has investment from J.D. Vance's venture capital firm. They started doing infomercials on the Young Turks with that Chapter company. And you might be like, well, you know, they announced to the audience that they were doing it, but they also stopped supporting Medicare for All on their website. They also stopped supporting a public option on their website and now are advocating for negotiating drug prices. And that seems like corporate manipulation. Like, hey, this Medicare advisory company is paying your bills. You're having them in studio to do 30-minute, 40-minute long propaganda pieces on the conversation. And now you're changing your views on you know, Medicare for All, one of the pillars at one point of the Young Turks. So that's just one example of how corporate media, or, you know, corporate influence can change how you analyze shit as a media company. Where and how do you think we draw hard lines on the left where it's like, you are no longer an independent outlet if you choose to do these things?
I mean, I really think that you can count the number of actual independent media outlets on two hands at most, maybe one, you know, and you just named three of them, right? Me, you, Breaking Points. And then there's also shout out to Citations Needed with Adam Johnson and Nima Shirazi. They even go further than we do. I think they don't even have like the default ads running. It's just literally all, you know, just the listeners pay for it. So shout out to them. They're a real one. I really think that the standards, that's the standard, right? Like you could really only call yourself independent media if you hit our bar or better, right? Where for me, it's, you know, the Patreon stuff, the KKF stuff on Substack, which is all, you know, direct payments, and then the default ads on YouTube. And that's really it. I think we need to be that strict with it. And in the case of the Young Turks, I think that it got very big, like the outlet got really big and he's trying to pay the bills. And so in order to pay the bills with, I don't even know how many workers they have, but X number of workers and a giant studio in LA, like that stuff costs money. And in order to pay the bills, he's going, I got to do something. And yeah. And this is what he decided to do. But yeah, I think if you go down that path, you do sort of sacrifice the idea of being able to call yourself independent. But to be fair, like I said, I really think 95% of the outlets that call themselves independent really aren't by any stretch of the imagination independent. And I think it's time that we, you know, everybody sort of acknowledge that.
Yeah. I think you made the great point a while ago that was like, you know, these days online media has just become synonymous with independent media, but that's not the fucking case at all. And in some cases, the online shows are just as corrupt, if not more corrupt than people on cable news and shit like that. So yeah, it's a point worth making again, to be wary of who you get your news from, even if they seem super edgy and, you know, DIY, they might still be corrupt as hell, or at least
Let me just interject to say this too. I forgot about this, but even like Jon Stewart, who's worth a gazillion dollars, he does his podcast online. He's reading fucking ads.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? Why are you are you just doing it because other people do it and you think this is what people do, so I'm going to do it? Like, what's the point? Is it really worth it to get an extra, you know, however much you make? Like, you're already a fucking millionaire. I just don't get it. Like, it's crazy to me that so few people, less than 10% of people in this space, have any actual standards. Where it's like, no, this is what I do. These are the rules. This is how, because that's the only way the audience can actually truly trust you. That what you're saying is, no, this is coming from my soul. I'm saying this shit from, because I'm not getting corrupted by any fucking bullshit. And so few people do it. And it's kind of crazy to me. It really shows that it's a sad percentage of people that are just like lemmings that just like go along to get along and just care about getting the bag.
Zach and I reacted with some level of surprise, although not total surprise, when, you know, Cenk Uygur, your fellow co-founder of Justice Democrats, the other day sided with Marjorie Taylor Greene over AOC in a recent spat they had, where AOC basically spilled the tea on Marjorie and said the only reason she's turning on Trump is because Trump snubbed her. Trump, you know, didn't give her the endorsement that she wanted for the Senate race in Georgia, let alone make her VP or cabinet secretary. We debated the situation a little bit, but ultimately, what's your thoughts on Marjorie Taylor Greene's sudden rebrand? Do you buy it at all? Or do you think it's just a totally opportunistic political move motivated by petty spite?
You can't trust it. I think what AOC said made everything make a lot more sense in my mind. That like, okay, the genesis of this was I was snubbed personally and I was screwed personally. And they didn't have faith in me to be a senator, U.S. senator from Georgia. They didn't think I'd win that race. She took that personally. And so that makes a lot more sense. And then mix that with the fact that like MAGA is genuinely falling apart and Trumpism is genuinely falling apart. And so she sees like, oh, there's a lane that's wide open and I could try to define the future of MAGA, right? So I do think that story makes a lot of sense to me. And I mean, don't fall for it is what I'd say. There's this weird thing that happens. It was Jimmy Doreism 101, is this idea that you take somebody who's on the right, who like breaks and says something you like some percentage of the time. Maybe they do it once or twice or three times. Maybe they even do it five or six times. And like that somehow gets all the praise in the world, even though the voting record is trash of this person. Whereas you have a Democrat like AOC whose voting record is like 95% with us. And somehow that doesn't garner the same praise or more praise as it should than the fucking right winger who somehow agrees with you on a tiny percentage. I feel like that's just online brainworms, if I'm being honest. Like people only end up in that place if they've really like just lost their minds online and are not able to see the full picture objectively. I don't trust Marjorie Taylor Greene at all. Even the fact that she was on The View the other day and I covered it and I talked about it. And even now, she's just totally contradicting herself from statement to statement where she'll say like, you know, oh, I don't like this thing that was done. And then she'll be like, but I love Trump and he's my favorite president ever. He's still my favorite president. And it's like, okay, but Trump did that thing that you're criticizing. So you can't like, that's not tenable. That makes no sense. You can't say he's the best president ever, but also this thing that he's doing, I think is unacceptable. And so she refuses still to call him out directly and go after him directly while she tries to like, you know, moderate herself on other issues. And I don't think you could trust her as far as you could throw her. There's no way you should trust her.
The Vanguard. Be there. The Vanguard.